Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let's head on over to St. Bernard Parish and pull up at Campo's Marina and talk to Robbie Campo. Good morning, Robbie. How's things going down there?
Well, Don, it's rather chilly out. It's 42 degrees here with a northwest wind blowing anywhere from 15 to 18 miles an hour, I guess. We still have live shrimp on hand, and I think this is going to be the last of them as soon as this big cold blast comes on, Monday night, Tuesday morning, and the Wednesday, I think that's going to probably wrap up live shrimp for the season. We're going to try it after it's over with, but I don't believe they're going to have many sticking around. I don't anticipate many people fishing today. I think tomorrow is going to be your better day if you want to go fishing. But I'll give you a recap of what happened the past week here. First of all, we don't have many people fishing at this time of the year. A lot of people are deer hunting and whatever at this time of the year. It's just not fishing. Most people are deer hunting. Duck season opens back up, I think, this morning, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
I've seen some duck hunters on the road, going out. Just be careful. It's very windy out there. You don't want to get nobody wants to get in no trouble. The recap for the week was the guys that did fish, that, you know, especially my charter captains that I have that run out of here, they fished down. Most of them went down to the Long Rocks and went and did the sheephead and the redfish thing down there. Trout's been very lethargic. It's just the trout bite. The water's too, you know, it's like under 55 degrees, so it's not much trout being caught around this area. I did hear some trout being caught still in the river down there by Venice, but that's not happening here, Don. These trout got lockjaw. They just tighten up and they don't bite at this time of the year around here for whatever reason when this water gets cold. So if I think your best bet would either be go down by the dam today right down here by Hopedale and drop shot some dead shrimp on the bottom there. You could catch plenty of sheephead right there on both sides of the dam. If it was me, I think I would go on the back side of the dam. I think you're going to have it's going to be calmer on the back side of the dam than it's going to be on this side of the dam because the wind's blowing out of the west. Or if you want to make that ride down to the Long Rocks, which I don't think many people are going to do, there's plenty of fish down there. As far as sheephead and black drums and redfish. Some freshwater fish being still being caught up here towards Violet. Some bass and some blue cats. So you could put a mixed box together if you really want to do it. I just don't know how many people, Don, are going to want to do it with a 17-mile, 18-mile-an-hour wind blowing today. I just don't see many people fishing.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, certainly a little bit of a late start would be probably in order. Let me tell you this, Robbie. They're already checking about the Jubilee in Bayou Lutra. If the people are looking forward to it, we got some of those brutal temperatures going to be in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you would, maybe go over what happens there in Bayou Lutra when that water temperature bottom falls out with the redfish.
Okay, here's the deal, because my phone's been blowing up also. So here's the deal. You have to have two things to come together to make this Jubilee happen. One is very low water, which we're probably going to get, and you have to have extremely cold weather, which is we're going to get. That's no doubt. So when these two combinations cross paths and this happens, these redfish pull out of the marsh and they settle up in Bayou Lutra because it's kind of deep right there. So all that requires to catch a fish right there is usually, a jig head with a piece of shrimp on it, and you could go over there and get your five redfish. Now, what size they're going to be remains to be seen. Please do not keep undersized fish. Wildlife and fisheries will be there. They know this is going to happen. They will be there. They will be checking. They will be checking license. They'll be checking, they'll be checking your fish. Redfish has been on a hot seat for a hot minute, wanting to change limits. So don't go over there trying to, take five and come back and get five more. I mean, get your five and leave or whatever. Just get your five and step aside, let the next guy get his five. Because, wildlife will walk. They did it last time. They were in plain clothes. They were fishing next to you. You didn't
right.
even know who they were.
Right, so, a guy right across the bayou fishing, and he's counting right. and watching you. So, yeah, please
exactly.
abide by
exactly.
the law.
Exactly. So, do the right thing. Don't be that guy.
And also, be that. Considerate of the area.
Yes.
Don't go right. jumping on somebody's boat without permission that's in the dock, and don't leave trash all over the place. Make sure that you do the right thing and leave it better than the way you found it when you leave.
Cause absolutely.
It's a really good opportunity, especially for people that don't have boats.
Exactly. It's an opportunity to go there and catch some fish. And now this happens in two places. It happens here, right up at Wycoskee, and it happens at Rajo by the Rajo Bridge. That's two of the places that I know that these things take place when this combination happens, which means cold weather and low water. So by the Rajo Bridge or right here by our drawbridge right here.
And on the other side of the river at Myrtle Grove Marina, it happens there, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, and Don, I really think this is going to happen because, we're going to have, a 26 degrees on this side of the lake. So, yeah, I'm thinking that all this is going to pull together and the stars are going to align for this Jubilee, I believe.
Right. And if you bring in the kids, make sure your heater works in your truck so you can take a little break now and then and get out of the cold, warm up a little bit, and then get back out there. And bring them some
absolutely
hot chocolate and those hand warmers and, even wrap them in a blanket. But it's a great opportunity,
right.
and I'm sure next week we'll be talking about it.
Yep. We sure will.
Okay, Robbie, sounds good, my friend. Take care. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All right. Robbie Campo. He's at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach with a lot of good information for you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.